Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. You know, my mother told somebody one time, I don't know what Jim does, but he must be good at it. I think she would like it if I got a real job. I might like that too. Welcome back. 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about our good friend Alan Mates being back on the show. Alan is one of the smartest guys I know, the president of Robinson and Mates, which is an outstanding PR marketing firm out of the great city of Chicago. And he's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, has been now for some time, several years. And he's here talking to us about a very interesting topic. Alan Mates, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's good to be on again.
Good to have you back. I've been working for bigger companies all my life as a vendor partner. I've had relationships. I've made a living working with big companies. And during those times, I've had some pretty good relationships with the people working for those companies. And over the years of working with some of them for a long time, you know, it just happens that they get to know a little bit about me and about my business and what makes me tick and what our business model looks like and where our, you know, things like that. And for the most part, that kind of connection has been good. What do you think?
I think for the most part, that human interaction and that connection and building relationship, getting to know the people you do business with, has been very good. The question is, in this era of big data and what they're calling the Internet of Things,
mm-hmm.
is the amount of information that becomes available to the bigger companies that are marketing to the small businesses. Is that information being used properly?
Hmm.
In some cases, yes. In some cases, maybe not.
Flesh that out a little bit more.
One good example would come from Intuit. I'm sure a lot of the listeners use QuickBooks, and many of them probably use QuickBooks online.
Right.
Well,
in the cloud, using the cloud service.
In the cloud.
Yep.
So that information becomes available, albeit not by an individual,
it gets aggregated. Yeah,
and
like a Robert Morris, like a Robert Morris report.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Intuit's doing their own reports on small business.
So Intuit, you're saying Intuit is, if you're doing business with Intuit, they're taking your raw data without your name and using it as an example and aggregating it with others in your SIC code or your category or your volume level or whatever. They're taking that information and publishing that?
Very possible. Now, Intuit happens to be one that's doing it, in at least my opinion, in a very good way because they're aggregating it, as I said, with the privacy.
But do they ask for permission to do that?
I believe they do.
Okay, now if they're asking for permission and they can assure us that, you know, it's strictly the numbers, then I think that's the kind of information that could be very helpful. Because I remember using the Robert Morris reports when I had my consulting company. I'd use that a lot to help my clients to see where they ought to be, and you know, based on their peers.
Right, and then I think that's exactly how Intuit is looking at it. They're benchmarking. They're giving the information right back to the small business community to help them run their businesses.
Right, right.
So that's a case when knowing a lot about us makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we need to realize that every time we download an app, every time we search for a website, send a text, snap a QR code, or drive by a store with your GPS on, you're being tracked by your cell phone company, too.
Hmm.
Now, sometimes they serve that information back up in a way that seems like it's infiltrating our privacy. Other times, they serve up that information via an offer that's very relevant to what we're looking for.
I remember more than 10 years ago, probably 12 years ago, Alan, one of my top online brainiacs back in the day. I mean, this guy was a prophet. Jonathan Zook is who I'm talking about. Many of you remember Jonathan, who's still a regular on the show. He said, we were talking about privacy, and I was really, you know, I was really a Nazi about privacy. He said, wait, Jim, wait. He said, what if it's to help you have relevance, to identify things that are relevant, and it helps you out? He said, we're all going to have to decide how much convenience, how much assistance do we want, and how much privacy are we willing to give up for that? He was very smart in reminding us about that all those years ago. We're going to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Alan Mates. I'm sorry, and he's with Robinson and Mates. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.